Haruna Shehu Tangaza is a BBC reporter in Sokoto, and he described the scene to me.
There are a lot of holes made by a bullet during the crossfire, and you see blood smeared everywhere on the floor and on the wall, and there are a lot of house utensils there scattered in the house.
And has anyone told you what exactly happened?
According to an eyewitness, there was a standoff between Nigerian military men and some hostage takers who kidnapped some two foreign construction workers in Burin Kebbi last year and who were trapped this morning in the house.
And the Nigerian forces tried to break in, did they?
Yes, they did, but it was not so easy because there was heavy firing coming out of the house from the hostage takers. So they had to wait for a very long time for them to exhaust their ammunition before they started breaking into the house, before they started shooting, and later use an armored tank to break into the house. They also tried to use fire to drive the remaining hostage takers to force them out. They set the house on fire from the back, and that maybe really helped because after an hour they could get into the house and arrest the remaining three kidnappers who were still alive. Two were already killed after the two foreign aid workers were killed, apparently by them. And there was also one watchman who was also killed. I found his lifeless body on the floor when I visited the house some few moments ago.
And the hostages, from what you understand, were killed during the operation or before it?
The hostages were killed during the operation, by all indication. And according to an eyewitness, I spoke to some residents who live in houses that surround the house in question. So they told me that they were peeping from the door and they were watching what was happening. They told me that four dead bodies were brought out of the house first by the military men, two white people and two Nigerians. After some hours also, the remaining three hostage takers were captured alive and whisked away by the armed forces.
And who are these hostage takers? What are people saying about them?
Well, the general opinion here is that these hostage takers are a kind of bandit, a kind of ordinary hostage takers who normally capture foreigners in the eastern or southern part of Nigeria and the oil rich area.
So not Boko Haram, not Al-Qaeda?
There was no any notion here. Even some sources in the security agencies were of the belief that these hostage takers are merely kidnappers.